Wednesday afternoon, time for our bi-monthly conversation with MIBiz senior writer Mark Sanchez. Back in November, Michiganders legalized recreational use marijuana, and now the business community, manufacturers, face questions over drug policies.
Yeah, and the manufacturers have to figure this out. Basically, and it was by a pretty good margin, 56-44% back in November, that proposal one passed. Legalized the use of marijuana by adults, and this is a big issue now for employers, especially manufacturers, where you got folks operating machinery that can cause real problems if you don't do it right. Bottom line, no, people, even though marijuana is now legal for use by adults, you cannot go to work stoned. When you show up for work, you are expected to be in a condition that you can perform and be productive and do your job. Just like alcohol is legal, you can't go to work intoxicated. Marijuana is now legal in Michigan. You cannot go to work under the influence, for obvious reasons, Patrick. But this is an issue that's got to get sorted out for manufacturers and all employers. How do they enforce their drug policies? How do they enforce other HR policies? What is the limit when somebody is under the influence, or where do you make that judgment when they are unable to perform their duties on their job? And the folks we talk to, their basic advice is, you know, employers, manufacturers, get with your legal counsel, talk this through, update your policies, your HR policies and your drug testing policies, specifically include marijuana in there instead of just substances. That's just some of the advice in the story we have in MIBiz this week by a new coworker, Jessica Young. And it's going to take a little bit of time for this to sort itself out. But bottom line, the message, and even this is from the folks who really advocated for this ballot proposal, is you can't go to work stoned.
Is that the challenge at the heart of this debate? Is it about how long THC, marijuana, lingers in the blood system?
Well, I'm thinking this through before we went on the air. It's not only THC lingering in the blood system, but at what point is it in the system? At what point are you under the influence? It's not something I have a great knowledge of personally, but at what point are you under the influence? Are you impaired? That it's affecting your abilities to do your job. Now, we do talk about a little bit in the story. It's going to come. You know, I always say whenever there's a market need created, somebody's going to fill it. There are companies out there working on, such as we have breathalyzer tests for alcohol. They're working on the same thing, new technology to detect whether somebody's under the influence of marijuana and whether they're able to perform their duties. Then comes the question of, well, where is that threshold? Where is that threshold of THC in the person that affects them and impairs them from doing their job? Again, this is something that's creating uncertainty for manufacturers especially. It's going to take some time to sort out.
We have a local business leader who's making some news over the weekend, an article written in the New York Times. Pat LeBlanc, who's the chairman of EBW Electronics in Holland, was interviewed by a New York Times reporter during the presidential election. He's a supporter of President Trump, and that was during the time when then-candidate Trump was spewing a lot of rhetoric about trade wars and tariffs with China. And back then, Pat LeBlanc said, well, with the way supply chains are integrated globally, it would be pretty tough for those tariffs to have any real impact. Fast forward 2 years, Pat LeBlanc reaches out to this reporter, and over the weekend, the New York Times produces a story about the impacts of the tariffs on EBW Electronics. And as Pat LeBlanc said, essentially, those tariffs are killing us. There's a lot to unpack there. As a supporter of the president, he says, look, I've supported many presidents. I don't love everything every president does, but he's taken a little heat for that. And there was also a mention that the tariffs incentivize companies to leave the country and look elsewhere to manufacture their products. What are you hearing in the business community?
This is something we hear a lot, especially from manufacturers that are affected by these tariffs. You know, there's two big issues affecting businesses right now that we hear to an individual. One, the ability to attract talent and find enough people to produce and fill their staffing needs. Number two, from your manufacturing setting and folks who are affected by this, is the tariffs. And not just the economics and the financial burden from the tariffs that maybe affect their supply chain and affect the cost of procuring what they need, but also the uncertainty. And I've said it many times, if there's anything that CEOs absolutely hate, it's uncertainty. So many times over the years, I've heard CEOs and business leaders say, set the policy, set the line, let us know where that line is, and we'll adjust and adapt and pivot to meet the new circumstances. They may not like that situation. They may not like those circumstances, but they'll adapt to it. You know, businesses are very adaptable in America. And it's a situation with these tariffs when you create uncertainty and nobody knows for sure, are we going to get a trade deal with China? Are we not? Is the trade deal with Mexico going to get ratified? Is it not? Boy, you create that uncertainty, it just creates all sorts of problems for businesses as they're trying to plan their future, as they're trying to budget for their future, short-term and long-term. To an individual, we hear nobody wins a trade war.
So Pat LeBlanc, chairman of EBW Electronics in Holland, was in our studios. I had a chance to talk with him, and really, it sounds as though he wants to be heard more than anything else. As a supporter of the president, he wants the president and the Trump administration to hear him as a business owner. And so I asked him about making the media rounds and being heard.
I want the president to know it's hurting my business, absolutely. But I think we're on the same page. We want to grow American jobs. And so on the balance, maybe he knows about our plight or others like us. And on the balance, we don't move the needle. But if he doesn't know about it, I would hope that me making the media rounds would help him be aware of that.
So really, this is about having an ear in Washington and being heard. Yes, he wants job creation here in the United States, but at a certain point, it really starts to hurt business. And he's looking at $1 million in tariffs he's going to have to pay.
Yeah, and for a business, you know, you mentioned how big that business was earlier, a chunk of money that comes off the bottom line. And that really compresses that margin and makes it a little more difficult to run the business. And, you know, for any business out there affected by this, it's not the time to be quiet. If it's affecting your business, if it's affecting your workforce and affecting what you do, boy, speak up. Speak up to your local congressman, your senator. Work through any business organizations you're a part of. Speak up. Let it be heard. What some folks may think is good, other folks will look at it not so good. I always say, you know, how you view things always comes from the position you sit in. For businesses, if you think this is hurting your business and could have some detrimental effects on the future of your business, speak up.
Well, he has 230 employees. He says he doesn't want to move. He wants to stay in Holland. He's a Michigan guy. Part of that conversation, too, though, he does talk about other businesses the tariffs are helping. Are you hearing that?
We are hearing that. You know, there are some that when they've had that competition from China, from Mexico, that the tariffs have made it a little harder for the competitor to compete with them. Yeah, that's been good for them. We had a roundtable a few weeks ago back just before the holiday on mergers and acquisitions. We had a group of people in the room or professionals in that field talking about it. And we asked about tariffs and what are they hearing from their clients. And one mentioned specifically a company in Muskegon that makes glass tiles for mosaics. She had competitors in China. And can't remember exactly how the tariffs all worked out for them. But because of that, it's more costly for that competitor in China to bring that product in here. That's been good for business for that Muskegon company, and it's picked up business because of that. There's pluses and there's minuses. I'll go back to the issue of the creation of uncertainty and what this can really do for a lot of businesses that are trying to plan the future.
Well, and as you mentioned, there are some organizations out there. When you look at the M&A outlook, advisors are bullish on deal flows for 2019.
Yeah, bottom line, you know, if you've got a business, you're a small business owner or mid-market, lower middle market, and you're to an age of, boy, don't think I want to be doing this much longer, and you're ready to exit. Hopefully, you've been planning that exit over a period of years and positioned the business for sale. You may want to think about striking now because most of the folks generally we talked to a few weeks back, that mergers and acquisition market is going to remain in pretty good shape into 2019. There are some things beginning to filter in there. Some outlooks say maybe not as strong. Some say as strong, maybe stronger. But if you look at the economic outlooks, the forecasts are for slower economic growth through 2019 into 2020. Not a lot of outlooks are predicting a recession yet. But that thinking is beginning to creep into the minds of business owners and entrepreneurs and folks running businesses about how long can this thing last? We're going on 10 years of economic expansion in the U.S. That's going to affect eventually the M&A market. So what we hear from folks, if you're thinking about eventually in the next couple of years, getting out of the business, exiting, selling, you may want to start acting on those plans.
MIBiz senior writer Mark Sanchez, thank you so much.
Thank you.